Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Mac Mini M1. And in this demo, I just want to wander around the M1 itself, so to speak, using Big Sur, just to show you what it's like. And of course, I'll show you the general Mac interface, which really hasn't changed besides a few extra options. Then I'll show you just running a standard Mac application, third-party Mac application, and then, of course, some iOS apps. All right, so let me go to my desktop, which I normally do with Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop group.
Okay, and by the way, that sound that you're hearing like somebody's knocking on the glass, that's my Actions menu. So that reminds me that I can do VO Command Spacebar or Control-Option Command Spacebar.
Actions menu, two items. Open. Show menu.
Okay, and of course I'm doing VO down on Control Option down arrow.
Menu, 13 items.
And this is the context menu.
Open. Get info.
Okay, which we'd normally get to. Let me press escape.
Show menu Macintosh HD volume.
Which we'd normally get to by doing Shift VOM.
Menu, 13 items.
There's a context menu. All right, escape.
Closing menu, Macintosh now, HD volume.
Notice on the Macintosh hard drive item here for the volume, I've got my volume to show the space of the hard drive. Now, I've noticed in Big Sur, it doesn't actually announce that automatically. I've got to interact with the volume label. So if I interact with Shift VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Interact with the title of volume.
And now I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Macintosh HD 245 11 GB 122 GB free.
Okay, now I can read it. So that's a little bit of a annoying thing with Big Sur. Now, the other annoying thing with Big Sur, I'm starting off the annoying things, aren't I? So let me interact.
Stop interacting.
All right. So we can still go to our menu bar and our extras menu by doing VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
So if we do it once, we've got Apple.
System, Finder.
File.
Edit.
View.
Go.
Window.
Help.
And of course, if we do it again, VOM or Control Option M again.
Menu extras. Sun, 2, 9, November, 1, 0, 4, 1, and clock,
okay,
menu.
We've got our extras menu. Now, that's on the last item on the actual extras menu. I was going to do
Zoom us, menu extra.
And I just did function VO left arrow, which basically, remember, turns that left arrow into a home button. So I jumped to the beginning. So I've got Zoom on my extras menu. If I do VO right arrow, touch right arrow now.
R, 1, 0, 4, 2, and dimmed menu, drop hour, 1042, and dimmed menu.
Okay, that's an hour little system dollar that I've got, so I can tell different times around the world.
Dropbox, 11044.
There's good old Dropbox.
Accessibility shortcuts menu.
My accessibility shortcuts menu, so I can tell what's turned on.
AirDrop menu extra.
My AirDrop.
Now playing menu extra.
My now playing item on the extras menu. And by the way, and I'll get to this in a minute, a lot of these are reflected also in the control panel. When you set up your control panel and your other options under Documents and Menu in System Preferences, you can get to choose what you want to show in the Control Center and on all your menu bar extras menu.
3.7% sound menu extra.
Sound.
Bluetooth menu extra.
Bluetooth.
Wi-Fi connected. 3 bars menu extra.
Now, Wi-Fi connected. Now, here how it says just Wi-Fi connected 3 bars. In Big Sur, it doesn't tell you the name of the currently connected network. Now, because I've got 4 networks here at home, I find that really irritating because I've actually got to go into the menu and work out what actual options or the dialog box and work out what actual Wi-Fi is connected.
Search, menu extra.
So there's the search spotlight.
Control center, menu extra.
There's good old control center I just mentioned before.
Siri, menu extra.
Siri.
Sun, 2, 9, November, 1, 0,
and
4, 3,
the
M. Clock,
time,
menu extra.
And date, the clock, also the notification center. To get to the notification center, don't do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on the time and date.
Notification center, window, scroll area.
And I've just brought up the notification. I'm not going to bother reading that for the moment. Just going to
Finder, desktop.
Press escape. All right, and if I access the menu, the control center, so do VO, M, or Control Option M twice.
Menu extras. Sun, 2, 9,
November,
back
to where I was
1,
on the
extras 0,
menu,
4,
which
3,
was notifications.
M,
if I go to the left with
extra,
VO left arrow.
Siri, control center, menu extra.
And then VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Application, control center, system dialog, music app, Wi-Fi, selected, toggle button, music app.
Okay, let me just go to the top of the screen.
Wi-Fi, selected, toggle button.
I say Wi-Fi connected, toggle button.
Do not disturb, toggle button.
Do not disturb, toggle button. And can you hear the boom, boom, boom? That means it's got actions on it.
Bluetooth, selected, toggle button.
Bluetooth. So let me do VR command spacebar for actions menu.
Actions menu, two items. Show details.
Show details.
Press.
Or press. Okay, so I'm going to press escape
Bluetooth.
Again.
Bluetooth, selected, toggle button.
And VR right and runner.
AirDrop, selected, toggle button.
AirDrop.
Screen mirroring, toggle
screen
button.
Mirroring.
100%. Display brightness, dimming
display
slider.
Brightness.
Connect to sidecar, toggle button.
Connect to sidecar.
371%. Sound volume, slider.
That's sound volume.
371%. Sound AirPlay audio, toggle button.
AirPlay audio.
Music app.
Music app.
Play button.
Play.
Next, dimmed button.
Next.
Accessibility shortcuts
that's
button.
That's it, accessibility shortcuts. If I do VR Rider again.
Accessibility shortcuts button.
Okay, that's the way to get into it off the extras menu for both notifications and the control center. If I want to do it with the voiceover command, let me just go back to our known spot so we make sure where we are, back on the desktop.
Desktop, desktop, group.
Shift VOD or shift control option D. All right, so the quick way to get to notification center now is just VOO, control option O for notifications.
Notification center, window, scroll area.
Left to VR left arrow.
Notifications, list.
That's the list.
Widgets, grid.
That's the widgets grid.
Edit widgets button.
Edit widgets.
Edit widgets.
And that's it. So if I go back
widgets,
to VR
grid.
Left arrow.
Notifications, list. Notifications, list. System has new window.
And interact with the list.
And notifications, list mail, 23 meters ago, eBay, non-stop deals on
oh,
right.
Oh yeah, 23 meters ago, I like that, 23 minutes ago, VR right arrow.
Fires near MENSW, stacked, 33 meters ago, increased fire risk across NSW, hot, dry and
yep,
windy conditions.
I've got the Fire NSW app, New South Wales here in Australia. It's an iOS app running on my Mac.
News, stacked, 9:06 a.m, news top stories, thinking of dialing up the 3, more notifications, but...
And that's it for the moment. All right, I'm going to press escape.
Scroll area. Application.
All right. So.
Control center has no windows.
Now, it sometimes does this when you press escape. I thought I would just show you it. So I'm just going to do shift VOD.
Desktop. Desktop. Group.
All right. And so let me go into the control center now with shift VOO or shift control option O.
Application. Control center. System dialog. Music app. Wi-Fi.
So
selected. Wi-Fi. Selected.
At the
toggle
top.
Button.
There we go. Wi-Fi.
Do not disturb. Toggle
disturb,
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Select AirDrop. Selected.
Blah, blah, blah. Down the bottom.
Accessibility shortcut.
And there's accessibility. And to get down the bottom, of course, I just did FNVO or FN control option right arrow. Of course, the FN turning the right arrow key into the end button. All right. Press escape.
Control. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD.
Right.
Volume.
Okay. So basically with the extras menu, you've got the control center, which is new. You've got the notification center, which you can get to via the time and clock. Or, of course, you can do VOO for notifications or shift VO or control option O for control center. And, of course, my irritating thing at the moment is the fact that the Wi-Fi doesn't tell you what you're currently connected to. And, of course, the dock VOD or control option D for dock.
Dock.
Okay, there's the actions boop, boop, going off.
Separator.
So I'm going to go to the beginning of my dock.
Finder, open, 1 of 27.
And of course, again, I just did FNVO left arrow. So going across with VO right arrow.
Messages, open, 2 of 27. Mail, 1 new item, open, 3 of 27. Safari, 4 of 27. Notes, 5 of 27. Maps, 6 of 27. Calendar, open, 7 of 27. TV, open, 8 of 27. Music, 9 of 27. Podcasts, 10 of 27. News, 11 of 27. App Store, 1 new item, 12 of 27. System preferences, 13 of 20. Separator. Dropbox, open, 15 of 27. Text edit, open, 16 of 27. Sinzibo, open, 17 of 20. Speech Central, open, 18 of 20. Google Chrome, open, Zoom Us, open, 20. FaceTime, open, 21 of 27. Home, open, 22 of Leary, open, Amadeus Pro, open. Separator. Downloads, 26 of 27. Bin 27 of 27.
Okay, there we go. All right, so I'm going to press escape for the moment on that one. Right, let me show you that I mentioned the dock in the menu options down, because I want to show you that, because that's where I also found where the clock setting was to actually read out the time and date. So I am going to do a shortcut key that I've got set up for keyboard commander. So rather than having to go back to my dock for system preferences, for me, I'm just going to do right option Y.
System preferences, window, toolbar.
Like I said, a keyboard command, a voiceover command. So pressing tab.
Leaving toolbar, Apple ID, but family sharing, entering preference pane, scroll area, general button.
Okay, and I want to jump to dock and menu. I'm just going to do dock.
Dock and menu bar button.
Dock and menu bar. Now, so because if I just did D, it would have taken me to the date. So I just typed in DOC quickly. So VR spacebar, control option spacebar.
Loading dock and menu bar, window, toolbar.
Okay, and going across.
Dock and menu bar. Table. Dock and menu bar. Dock and menu bar image. Selected.
Okay, and I'm going to interact.
And table. Dock and menu bar. Control center heading.
So here's the heading, control center.
Wi-Fi. Menu bar in control center. Wi-Fi image. Level 2.
So Wi-Fi in control center. So let me just interact and I'll just show you which one of these.
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is always available in control center.
Okay, so Wi-Fi is always available in Control Center.
Show in menu bar, tick box.
And show in menu bar. Now, because it's currently not showing me much, I'm almost tempted to take it out of my menu bar because it's a bit less useless, but at least I can tell it's connected. All right, so each one of these, you can have it just be in the Control Center and or show on the menu bar. So let me just go
Wi-Fi
back to the
left. Wi-Fi is always about Wi-Fi. Table. Wi-Fi and table.
Correct.
Bluetooth. Menu bar and control center.
So now it tells me that one's available in the menu bar and control center. So each one of these will tell me the states are going down.
AirDrop. Menu bar and control center. AirDrop.
So image. AirDrop is control center and menu bar.
Do not disturb. Menu bar and control center.
Do not disturb is menu bar and control center. Now, I don't actually use do not disturb on this M1 Mac Mini, so I'm going to interact.
Do not disturb is always available in control center. Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick box.
And I'm going to take it off. Dipped. There we go. Uncheck the checkbox of VA Spacebar Control Options Spacebar.
Do not disturb. Table. Do not disturb.
And interact. Go down again.
Screen mirroring. Menu bar and control center.
Screen mirroring. Okay, I never use that, so I'm going to take it out. Interact. Go
screen
across.
Screen mirroring is always available. Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick box.
Take it out.
Ticked. Screen mirroring. Table. Screen and table.
Interact again.
Display. Menu bar and control center.
Display. And I haven't even got a display connected,
display.
So let's take it
display
out.
Display is always available in control. Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick.
Check it.
Display. Display. Table. Display.
Because remember with the Mac Mini, it's basically a desktop Mac. You've got to supply your own keyboard, trackpad if you're a voiceover user, of course, and a monitor. Now, the only reason I needed a monitor was when I was first setting up this Mac. It wouldn't go anywhere without a monitor plugged in, but now it's perfectly fine. So, interact.
Out of table.
Whoops.
And table.
Interact.
Sound. Menu bar and control center.
Yep, sound menu image. Bar and control center. That's fine with me.
Now playing. Menu bar and control center.
Now playing. That's image. Fine. Menu bar and control center.
Other modules heading. Level 1.
Okay, so here's other modules.
Accessibility shortcuts. Menu bar and control center. Accessibility shortcuts image. Level 2.
So accessibility shortcut is menu bar and control center, which is fine.
Fast user switching. User switcher image.
Fast user switching. Doesn't say anything. You don't interact.
Out of tape. Fast user switching. Showing menu bar and ticked. Tick box. Showing control center and ticked. Tick box.
Ah, they're both unchecked. Ah, that's interesting. That's good. You can uncheck both of them. All right, I'm going to leave them both unchecked because I don't switch users
showing
on this
menu.
Mac.
Fast user switching. Table. Fast and menu bar only heading. Level
menu
1.
Menu bar only heading.
Clock. Menu bar. Clock image. Level 2.
Clock. Now, if I interact with that and
out
go that across
clock.
The right.
Date options.
So I've got date options.
Show the day of the week. Ticked.
Show the
tick
day
box.
Of the week.
Show date. Ticked. Tick
show
box.
Date.
Time options.
Time options.
Digital. Ticked. Tick box.
Digital.
Analog. And ticked.
Analog.
Tick box. User. 2, 4 hour clock. And ticked.
Use
tick box.
24 hour clock. Checkbox not checked. Actually, I might check that on for
ticked.
24 hours.
Show M/PM. Dimmed unchecked.
Show
tick box.
AM/PM. It's now unchecked because I'm using 24 hours.
Flash the time separators. And ticked.
Flash the
tick
time
box.
Separators.
Display the time with seconds. And ticked.
Display
tick
the
box.
Time with seconds. No.
Announce the time. Ticked. Tick box.
Now, this is why I kept going across. Announce the time. Because this is where time is now for spoken announcements every quarter. Half, three quarter, or an hour, depending on what you want. I've got mine set to VA right arrow.
On the quarter hour. Pop up button.
On the quarter hour, all right.
Customize voice button.
Customize voice.
Help button.
Help, except.
Customize voice button.
Okay, customize voice. You can have a different voice. So if I do VA spacebar.
50% Dan voice. Voice, Daniel. Voice, pop up button.
I've got mine's currently set to Daniel, all right. So if I do VA spacebar.
Menu 51 Oliver, United States.
Mr. FR.
Fred.
Yes, Fred.
Fred. Voice. Use custom. 50 Slow. Normal, fast, use custom volume, mute, dimmed, 100, maximum volume, play button.
Let me just play.
I still like being inside this fancy computer.
That's good old Fred. All right, let me just press the escape key.
Customize voice button.
We're back to customize voice. Let me just go back
on
to the beginning.
Fresh, use app digital.
Or let me just go to the top of the
toolbar,
screen, actually.
Dock and menu, table, clock,
interact.
Enter. Spotlight, menu bar, spotlight image.
So spotlight menu bar, so untracked.
Spotlight. Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick box.
Showing menu bar.
Help button.
So we can take it out of the menu bar if you want to.
Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick box.
I might take it out because addict. I often just use command spacebar for this spotlight. So
spotlight
take
table.
It out.
Spotlight and tape.
Going down again.
Siri. Menu bar.
Siri who's in the menu bar, which is fine.
Time machine. Time machine image.
Time machine. Should be anywhere, so I'm going to interact,
out of table.
Go across.
Time machine, showing menu bar, and ticked, tick box.
Yep, it's already unchecked, good. Now, I haven't forgot the dock, which was at the top.
Dock and menu bar, image.
Okay, which
level
is right
one.
At the top, all right? So let me just uninteract with that option, because the one down from it...
Control center heading.
...was called the control center, which I wanted to get to straight away, so I'm going to go up.
Dock and menu bar, dock and menu
uninteract,
bar,
uninteract, and go across.
Dock, size, 429%. Dock size, magnification, and ticked, tick box, 100%. Dock magnification size, slider. Position on screen. Left, radio button, bottom, selected, radio button,
so my
2 of 3.
On the bottom.
Right, radio button, 3 of 3. Minimize windows using Genie effect. Dock effect options, pop up button. Double click a Windows title bar to tick zoom. Double click minimize Windows inter application icon and ticked animate opening applications ticked tick box. Automatically hide and show the dock and ticked tick box. Show indicators for open applications ticked tick box. Show recent applications in dock ticked tick box.
Now let's show recent applications. Let me just show you that what that was in my docs. So I'm going to do VOD option for doc.
Bin 28 of 20.
I'm going back to the beginning.
Finder.
And I'm going to go across.
Message. Mail. Safari. No. Map. Cali. TV. Music. Pod. News. App Store. System. Separate. Dropbox. Open. Fifth. Separator.
Okay, so that's separator. The next one next to it.
Dropbox. Open.
These are my recent documents.
Text edit. Open. Sincibo. Open. Speech Central. Open. Google Chrome. Open. Zoom Us. Open. FaceTime. Open. Home. Open. Leary. Open. Amadeus Pro. Open. To a terrific. Open. Separator.
Okay, and then I've got the normal
downloads, 20
normal stuff. So go back to my desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Option D.
Desktop group.
All right, now before I show you some applications, I just want to show you something that's actually amazingly responsive now. So I'm going to press right Option T for time.
November 29th, 11:11 a.m.
Now that used to be really, really slow on my other Macs. And the other one that used to be very slow was changing your voice parameters. So remember the voiceover parameters. For speech is Shift VO command and then your arrow key. So left and right to go across the parameter, up and down to change it. So if I do Shift VO command right arrow.
Rate 55%, pitch 50%, volume 100%, intonation 50%, braille table, English, unified, voice, Karen English, rate 55%.
Okay, and back to rate. Window. So that's a lot more responsive now. So thank goodness for that. And the only other major difference to VoiceOver, of course, is let me bring up my VoiceOver utility. I'm going to hold down my FN key for the moment. So function VOF8.
Opening VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table.
In Interact, go to the bottom.
VoiceOver recognition, row 11 of 11.
Of course, we've got the VoiceOver recognition now. So if I uninteract, Shift VO up arrow, go across.
Using on-device intelligence, your Mac will automatically improve the accessibility of images. VoiceOver recognition should not be relied upon in circumstances where you could be harmed or injured, in high-risk situations, for navigation or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Dimmed. Image descriptions and ticked tick box.
So I've got currently got mine unchecked. Let me check
ticked
it.
Image descriptions tick box. Downloading 7.54 MB out of 1.265 MB.
Excuse the noise in the background. My wife's cleaning up at the moment.
Image description 1.265 MB used.
There we go.
Image description 1.265 MB.
So it tells me how much
MB
it's been
used.
126 MB used.
Image description using on.
Okay, so as far as I can tell, that's the main difference to VoiceOver, at least that I can tell at the moment. So I'm going to do Command Q.
Finder, desktop.
All right, so if I just run a normal app, it's just normal. I'm just going to do right option M for mail.
Inbox, exchange, 2980, exchange, all drafts, 1, unread. Favorites, all inbox, Google, 1, unread. Out of map. Vert messages and Amazon, eBay, non-stop deals on right now.
Yeah, delete.
Delete. Amazon.com.au, your Amazon.Amazon.top top tech tidbits, top Apple accessibility,
down.
David Woodbridge, Amazon.com, Andrew Fitt.
Okay, just all the normal
books to test.
VoiceOver stuff. What is different is,
desktop.
Again, it's a bit faster. If I do right option U for unread messages.
Zero unread messages.
That's how quick it is. It's actually nice and fast now. All right, let me run one that always used to give the dreaded busy, which is Twitterific. So I've got mine set up for keyboard commander of VoiceOver, right option W, then ask why I set it for
W. Likes, window, author profile.
Now, let me do command one.
Row 20, home, table.
For the home David row, right, interact.
And table. David Woodbridge, IE Media, row 1000 of.
No, I just did function VO right arrow. Let me do function VO home, or left arrow.
Missy Hop, finished treadmill walk with number.
Now, that would have caused a busy out of VoiceOver. And if I do Command 5.
Lists. Table.
This is my list. Interact.
San Francisco Chronic NSWRFS. Due to deteriorating weather conditions, landholders undertaking harvest.
Okay, and I go to the bottom.
NSWRFS. Due to Mashable. The 1.4. Best Roman.
Okay, and go top again.
Brian Weber.
Go to bottom.
Mashable.
Go top.
Brian Weber.
I can't.
Mashable. Brian Mashable. Brian Mashable. Brian Mashable. Brian Mashable.
It's just
Brian
me doing
Mashable.
That up and
Brian Mashable.
I'm just
the
doing
1.4.
Function VO right and function VO left to go up and down, and it's not causing any busy out of VoiceOver. Let me go to our website.
Diary. Open location.
Let me bring up Sydney Morning Herald.
www.h.com.au. 90%.
Okay.
The Sydney Morning. Heading level 2. Top stories. Heading level 5. Exclusive. Heading level 5. Link. Property investment. Heading level 3. Link. Property guru. Heading level 5. Exclusive. Heading level 5. Link. Drugs. Heading level 3, link. Sydney's cocaine obsession fueling.
Oh,
heading
God.
Level 5, link. US votes. Heading level 3, link. No proof. Trump campaign headed to Supreme Court after Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so again, I'm not going to go through web browsing stuff with Safari, but again, there's absolutely no busy stuff happening there either, which is great. So Mac apps are fine like Mail. Third-party apps are fine like Twitterific. I must mention to you, though, that when I first installed Amadeus Pro, my recording application, and Twitterific, it came up with Rosetta 2, saying that I've got to run emulation mode, which was perfectly fine. And ever since then, apps have just run normally. So no problem running Amadeus Pro, Twitterific, Dropbox, Zoom, etc., etc. All right, let's go and run a few iOS apps. So I'm going to run my favorite one first. So I'm just going to go to my applications menu.
Applications. Now an application.
And by the way, this also hasn't changed. So you've got Shift-Command-A for applications, which I've just done now. Shift-Command-O for documents.
Documents. List view. Table. No selection.
Shift-Command-H for home.
Home. List view. Table.
Shift-Command-U for utilities.
Utilities. List view. Table. No selection.
And of course, Option, Command L.
Downloads, list view.
For your downloads folder. All right, so that's all the same still anymore. So Shift Command A for applications.
List view.
Just going to type in NAT.
Nature Space app application.
There's Nature Space, open. Command O.
Nature Space, window. The Sedona Triangle button.
All right,
has keyboard.
Now I'm going to cover screen.
The Sedona Triangle button.
Which was the one that was already on. So VR Radar.
Saga of the Moonflowers button.
So spacebar, VR spacebar on that.
Saga of the Moonflowers. Playing button.
Stop it with your spacebar.
Saga of the Moonflowers. Stopping. Loki button.
Now keep in mind, these are iOS apps, okay? This is an iOS app running on my Mac Mini M1.
Astral Premonition button. Morning Path Walk button.
Oh, Morning Path Walk. Let's try that. That's a nice
morning
one.
Morning Path Walk. Playing. Button.
So you got the birds, the wind, the gravel. It's probably the wind, it's probably the ocean, actually. Really nice. Stop that
morning
one.
Path walk. The Sentinels. But Zen Wind.
Well, the
water.
One that
button.
I like to
Tears
go
of Asgard.
To
Eternal.
Play.
Idyllic Tremor. Riding the Thor. Button. Force time. Campfire. Odin. Button. The liquid. The world is new. Egypt. Button. The beckoning. Zen reverb. Walk to the big. The astral garden. Sheltered. But first light. Photo sin. Infinite shore. River.
Oops,
infinite
that's
shore.
The one.
But infinite shore.
This is
system.
My favorite.
New window.
When you're wearing this with headphones and working on the Mac, this is just glorious just to have in the background. I feel like I'm sitting on a rock or on a cliff and just letting the water run past underneath me. Okay,
infinite
I was about to stop it.
Stopping,
all right, it's going to leave that running anyway. So I'm going to go back to my Finder.
Finder,
so
applications,
Command
window,
tab.
List view, table.
All right, now I only installed this one yesterday as I'm doing the podcast, so this was actually the Fire New South Wales app for checking fires near me. So that's going to do FIR.
Fires near me and its W app application.
And again, remember, this
yesterday
is an iOS app.
Fire close button. Page one.
So top of screen.
Group three items. Receive push notification. I close button.
I'm just going to close
I
that
close
notification.
Menu button. Group 21 item, empty list, add new watch site, menu, but selected, map, tab, list, tab, 2 of 2.
And to bring up the list, I'm going to bring VS spacebar on
list,
not
tab,
menu.
2 of 2, selected, list, tab, 2
top.
Of 2, map, tab, selected, selected, list, tab, 2 of 2, out of, list, tab group.
Okay, interact.
Table.
Interact with the table.
Chapel CCT, prospect, under control, 6-1, km away, button.
Yeah, 6-1 kilometres away, going via Dara.
Fire trail, no, 1-5, E, Avon, under control, 1-3-5, km away,
one,
button.
1-3-5 kilometres.
Albion Street, Oberon, under control,
so
one.
Again,
out of.
I can actually check what the closest bushfire is to me on my Mac with VoiceOver. Now, by the way, VoiceOver is treating these iOS apps like they were normal applications, quote, Mac applications. So I'm actually using the VoiceOver Mac access on iOS apps. I'm not using a version of VoiceOver iOS for the iOS apps, if that makes sense. All right, going to leave Fire's NSW running.
Finder, applications, window.
The other one I want to show you was my Sensibar app. Again, an iOS app for accessing my air conditioner. So, SEN.
Sensibar app application. Open Sensibar window. Selected. Home tab. 1 of 1.
Okay, so VR runner.
Button. Aircon cool high, 1.8 degrees, 2.32 degrees, 4.3%. Comer on switch. On switch.
Okay, so if I go back.
Aircon cool high, 1.8 degrees.
Space
aircon cool high, 1.8 degrees. Aircon cool high, 2.32, 4.3%. Selected. Controls tab. Schedules tab.
Events tab. Exactly three. What I get.
Settings tab. 4.
Of on four. My iOS iPhone.
Decrease temperature button.
Decrease temperature.
1.8 degrees. Turn off button. Increase temperature. Cool mode button.
Cool mode.
High fan button.
High fan.
Vertical plus horizontal.
And I can change any one of those. So it's just exactly like using my Sensibo iOS app with my Bluetooth keyboard just flicking left and right. So that works beautifully well as well.
Finder. Finder. Applications. Window.
And another one is Travelly.
Travelly TV app application.
Whoops. If I do
name.
TRAV.
Travelly app application.
I just hit that quickly on the keyboard. Commando.
Travelier, window, my profile button.
Okay, and of course, this one is where you've got different sound schemes from around the world. So I go to top of screen.
Travelier.
Which I always do.
Cast not connect, my profile. Upgrade now for table.
Okay, so enter at the table.
Canton, TF, more context button. Tornado Drive.
Tornado Drive.
More context button. Cliff Sunset Restaurant.
Ooh, Cliff Sunset Restaurant.
Malay Beach, Thailand.
Thailand.
More context button. Diamond Cave Bats.
Oh, Diamond Cave Bats. Let's play that one via spacebar. That's it via spacebar.
Diamond Cave Bats.
Let me do
VRO. LAB. More context. Diamond Cave Bats. Sioux Falls. More context. Flight to Chicago.
Oh, this is my favourite one. This is that feels like you're in a land and travel on the plane and go into the plane and land. Have a listen to this one.
Flight to Chicago. System has new window.
Thank you very much.
There's the plane. Doesn't that really sound like you're on board the aircraft? Hello. Doors are being closed. The music.
It's 11:30.
There's my Mac Mini telling me the time. Body's pulling their stuff away. You hear the hum of the engines, or the air conditioner. Okay, et cetera, et cetera. Now I'm just going to interact.
End a group. Tab bar, group. Pause button. Flight to Chicago. Pause button. Play button.
And pause it. That's just lovely.
Travelier.
I'm just going to do one more one.
Table not found. Group 10 I. Travelier. Travelier. Cast not. My profile. Upgrade now for table. Celine. Table. Los Angeles. CA. Flight to Chicago. Los Angeles. CA. More context. Garden showers. Los Angeles. More context. Traveltown Railroad. Long Island. More context. Rainstorm. Los Angeles, more context. Southern Railroad. Hilton Head, more context. Hilton Head Thunder. Blind Lagoon, LA. Oh,
Blind Lagoon. That's appropriate. Let's play that one.
Travelier busy.
Now, of course, the reason why I've been doing and finding the pause button, because if I just do VO spacebar now on this one,
selected.
All it's going to do is play it again, right? So that's why I'm doing selected. It that way. So uninteract.
Tab bar, group, pause button.
And then
play
pause
button.
It. All right, I'm going to leave that one running as well. Okay, so that's enough for that one for the moment.
Desktop.
Now, I want to show you two ways you can search for iOS apps in the App Store, and then that'll do me for today. All right, so I'm going to go to my dock.
Zoom ice, open, 19 of...
It's going to do AP.
App Store, one new item,
App Store.
12 app finder, loading, discover, collection.
All right, so at the moment...
David Woodbridge, button, discover...
What I'm going to do is do command F for find.
Search field search, search text.
And I've, even though I've got Overcast trending installed, searches. I'm going to type in Overcast.
VCST. Loading. David, results for upfield table. No selection.
Then what you can do, if I go back to the toolbar.
Toolbar.
Okay, interact.
Into Mac apps button.
So we've got Mac apps.
iPhone and iPad apps button.
And iPhone and iPad apps. So I'm going to do VS Spacebar on iOS apps. Interact.
Tool field. Results for Overcast collection. Over editorial search. Editorial search result icon image. No visit story. Editorial search result icon image.
That's editorial.
Loading. Details collection. Details collection.
Interact. In detail. Details collection.
Section two. Section. In a Mac with Mac. Out of 10 iPhone and iPad apps runs. You'll find our favorites. See iPhone and most iPhone and iPad among us. Graphite paint. Crossy row. Kitchen store. Monuments. Overcast. Podcast app. Designed for iPad. Open button.
Okay, and there's Overcast. So. When it's an editorial, it gets really messy because it brings up that editorial thing. You could have fiddled and fiddled around a little bit with the extras thing. So let me interact.
Out of section six, section.
So that was in section six. If I go back to the top.
Section one, section.
That's where I started, all right? So interact.
A Mac, iPhone, you'll find
and then it just keeps going down. So that's a bit messy. So let me just come back out. Finder, and I'll just show the easier way to do it. So back to my dock.
App Store, one new item.
Yes, Finder, Spacebar and App Store again.
Collection.
All right, this time I'm going to go to the bottom.
David Woodbridge button.
That's me. That's my account. So I'm going to do VS Spacebar on my account. I'm going to go back.
Details collection.
To details collection.
In purchase by section. Mac apps.
I'm going to go to top.
Mac apps button. iPhone and iPad apps
button. So
I've
got Mac apps, iOS apps. So again, like the toolbar, I interact.
Four items. Mac app, iPhone and iPad apps button.
And iPhone and iPad apps. And now, what I've now listed is all my purchased iOS apps. So if I interact.
Out of. Any playbooks and audio series. 1-3. November. 2-0. Space. 2-0. Designed for iPhone. Not verified for Mac OS. Open button.
Okay, so you can hear these are not verified, and sometimes some of these works and sometimes they don't.
iSend's best sounds. 1. VIP code reader. Visuals. Meditation and relaxation music. 1-7. October. 2-0. Space. 2-0. Designed for iPhone. Not verified for Mac OS. Redownload button.
If I go to the bottom.
Documents Pro. Files editor. 2-9.
That was my first one.
2-0-0-9. Designed for iPad.
That I purchased in 2009. So some of these will allow you to download them. Some will tell you they're not authorized to run, but they will run. And someone will tell you that they're authorized depending on whether the developer's updated them or not.
1-0. White noise. OCR now. White noise. 2. Jull. 2-0-0-9. Designed for iPad. Redownload button.
So like, I can redownload that one. So let me VS Spacebar on that one.
Go back button. Product lockup. View share. White noise. White noise. Relaxing sleep. Designed for iPad. Redownload button. Loading.
I'm going to redownload it. And then I'm just going to open it up from the App Store itself. Because I've got a white noise app that I've already got from the Mac App Store. So let me do VR right now.
Details, open button.
VR open.
Noted white noise.
See how
white
this
noise window. Pay. Dismiss help button.
So dismiss help.
Dismiss help button. Dismiss help.
Okay, so
minimize
I'm
button.
Close it.
Close button. App Store. App Store window. Detail open button.
I'll try and open it again. And see if that help screen's gone away.
Details collection. Open button. White noise. White noise. White noise window. Favorite. Off button. Previous sound button.
Beautiful.
Play button.
Let's play.
Pause button. Next sound button.
Next sound.
Next sound dim button.
There we go. So sometimes you've got to use a bit of logic sometimes, or a bit of testing. So to get this working, I just had to dismiss that help screen just to go in and out of the app again.
Next sound dimmed button.
It's fire.
Next sound dimmed button.
So we go back to the left.
Pause button. Previous sound. Favorite. On. Ocean waves crashing. Share
so
button.
I can tell the name of that.
Ocean waves crashing.
Sound. Ocean waves crashing.
Favorite. Previous sound. Pause. Next sound. Next sound. Dimmed
that's
button.
Wind. I'll go back
pause,
and check.
Previous sound. Favorite. Blowing wind.
Now keep in mind again, this is an iOS app running on my iPhone. That sounded like a bit of water then, didn't it? Where did that come from?
Blowing wind.
Oh well.
Previous sound. Pause button. Next sound. Dimmed button.
You know what that is? Thunder.
Next sound. Dimmed button.
I think that's rain on a car roof.
Pause button. Previous favorite. Rain on car roof.
Yep.
Pause. Next sound. Dimmed button.
Rainstorm.
Next sound. Dimmed button. Next sound. Dimmed button. Next sound. Dimmed button.
So that one is the
previous
boat.
Favorite. Boat swaying in water.
Boat swaying in water, etc., etc. All right, let me just...
Pause button. Play.
Go back to my desktop.
Desktop group.
And there we go. My wife's visitors are just turning up, so I better end this demo. But there you go. That's a bit of a play around with the M1 Mac. using VoiceOver. And as I say in all my demos, thanks for listening and bye for now.